are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is usually the happy time of the year. Many of you are already starting to, you know, get your Halloween candy, getting all ready for Halloween, getting all ready for Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. This is my favorite time of year. See, that's the problem with January, February, March, and all you really got is Valentine's, and that could be kind of miserable for some, but you can't go wrong with Halloween and Thanksgiving. I actually got my nails done. They're multiple colors of brown and gold. I'm, like, really excited about that. I'm all excited. Time I look at my nails, I'm all excited. I do have to admit that I don't think the candy is any cheaper right now. I mean, trust me, I know candy prices. I really know candy prices. And I think they're more expensive now. You know, honestly, if you're going to get your candy, stock up on it. The problem is candy doesn't seem to last as long. Anytime I find an old Hershey's, you know how the chocolate turns, you know, and then the chocolate kind of looks white. And you're like, wait, what happened to this chocolate? It just doesn't taste the same because there's some sort of a settling process that happens with the chocolate when it ages. But I got to tell you, it sure is nice to walk down Walmart or walk down Target and the rows of the bags of chocolate and the orange and the brown and the smell. Isn't that just, it just induces such a good feeling. It just makes you feel good. Unfortunately, for those of us dieting that can't eat the chocolate, that's a problem. You know, I haven't touched any Halloween candy yet. I've been really, really good, and that's going to be difficult because, you know, when my kids go trick-or-treating, we take them to a neighborhood that's kind of fancier than ours, and these people give out, like, whole big chocolate bars. You know, I mean, whole, you know how many of us, you know, when we try to save money, we get the dum-dums, you know? We give out the dum-dums. You know, we take our kids to where, you know, they're passing out big, and I steal those out of their bags. Unfortunately, the kids are inspecting their bag as they cross the street. They're so busy looking at what's in their trick-or-treat bag that they're not looking at cars, which, by the way, this is the worst time of year for car accidents, especially Halloween night, because kids, they zigzag. Nobody likes to go house to house, you know, on one side of the street. They like to zigzag, you know, because many houses are like that, because they don't want to miss one. You don't want to miss one house. So they zigzag across the street all the time, meanwhile looking at their candy, trying to hide the candy from their parents. The parents are yelling. They look back. Very dangerous time. So make sure you guys are out there trick-or-treating. Honestly, I see the dads. They walk around. They all have beers, you know, just kind of joking and walking, and they stand in the street so the car hits them instead of, you know, just everybody get out of the street. Trick or treat on one side of the street, do your crossing, and then stay on the other side of the street. Just make it easy, because I hate November 1, because that's when you hear who got hit. So just make sure you keep an eye on the kids. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No trick or drinking. We've talked about, you know, how we used to do it in high school, right? You go around house to house, you know, with a wine glass. Brandy Siffer saying, trick or drink. Somebody would pour a little drink, took a drink, went to the next house. It was great. By the fourth, fifth house, you didn't even care that you weren't getting any candy. You're getting drinks. But be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study comes out saying keep the exercise up. It will slow down dementia. When you are older and you keep your exercise up, whether it's running, whether it's playing some tennis, playing some racquetball, working out in the gym, it keeps your mind healthy. This was a huge study using brain imaging, MRI. It looked at 600 people in Scotland between the ages of 70 and 73. They found a huge correlation revealing that as physical exercise increases, brain shrinkage decreases. If you don't use it, you lose it. They say people in their 70s who participated in more physical exercise, including walking several times a week, had less brain shrinkage and other signs of aging in the brain than those who were less physically active. The lead author is Alan Gow from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. However, they said no real benefit to participating in mentally and socially stimulating activities. And that's kind of interesting because I've been telling you all to take a class. I've been telling you all to work that brain like a muscle. You know, if you have, let's say you're taking a cooking class, right? And you have a final coming up. You practicing at home and working on that. I mean, we have found that these types of mental activities help. According to this study, he didn't. Now, apparently, let me see. There was a longitudinal aging study called the Lothi and Berth Cohort Study. Cohort studies is where they look over a long period of time of your life, which I guess in 1947 tested the intelligence of more than 1,000 children born in 1936. Then they followed them up with periodic assessments. The latest analysis detailed a health survey with 638 subjects who were by now 70. Then an MRI scan when they were 73. So they've been looking at these people for a long time. They looked at their daily activities, chores, keeping fit, sports, etc., as well as non-physical, social, and leisure endeavors. And they said those who devoted more of that time to actual real exercise had less brain shrinkage. When your brain shrinks, obviously, you have less cognition, show signs of lack of brain function because you have less of that brain matter. And some of that brain matter that shrinks also has some scar tissue. So it's just time and time again, we urge you to stay active. Now, I don't want you running marathons if you aren't fit to do that. But staying active is so crucial. And I think a lot of us really underestimate how much exercise does do. Now, keep in mind, you can't just, you know, start exercising out of the blue. This is something that you need to, you know, be pretty religious with, but also don't overdo it. Don't go from 0 to 90. Make sure your heart can handle it. And it can't also be, you know, like for a lot of you, you'll work and you'll say, well, I put a pedometer on and I walk, you know, about 3 miles a day, so I'm already getting the exercise. The body gets used to that. It's going to have to be a little bit extra. Maybe you need to play some soccer with the kids. Maybe you need to, I think dancing, ballroom dancing is great. Even putting on the music and shaking it up, baby, in the house, I think is great. I always tell people to do that. Just, you know, if you don't want to go to a gym, put some music on and dance to it. Dance to the music. Why not? A lot of different things you guys could do. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's more and more flirtations with us moving towards 3D imaging for our mammograms than not. Another study comes out saying 3D images of the breast, right, maybe by using MRI, although this is more of a mammogram, they aren't going to be using MRI with this one, still is less radiation than CT scans. And producing a 3D image of the breast, quit giggling, can actually tell you more than what we see on the one-dimensional mammogram or the two-dimensional CTs. And, of course, with less radiation, I am pretty excited with that. So apparently 10 to 20% of breast tumors do get missed by mammogram. So we're always trying to figure out ways to detect mammograms and detect breast cancer before we are. One frustration many of us have with mammograms is that, all we're able to do is take a picture. And then finally, when something shows up, we go, oh, there it is. You know, and well, we want to find it before we see it with the naked eye. So they say actually mammography relies on two-dimensional images. Jean-Louis Mail, professor of physics and astronomy at the University of California, Los Angeles. He says CTs are three-dimensional, but are not considered useful because of the larger dose of radiation than a mammogram. So what they've done is developed a new technique combining X-ray imaging with an image reconstruction method called equally sloped tomography. Whew, they're going to have to slope a lot for mine. One reason the technique, they said, may be better for detection is that it measures the difference in the way an X-ray oscillates through normal breast tissue. You guys, really, come on, stop the giggles on this one. All right, making me laugh. through normal breast tissue compared to tissue with cancer. So apparently cancerous tissue causes X-ray to oscillate differently. 5 independent radiologists have now evaluated the method. They found that it could reduce the radiation dose by about 74% compared to conventional methods. Pretty cool stuff. I love it. Find breast cancer early. Whatever you could do, I'm a huge fan. Thank you. Now, what I'm not a huge fan on is they're thinking about expanding now women over the age of 30 to only get a pap smear every 5 years. Right now, they're recommending if you're 21 to 29, you could go every 3 years for your pap smear. Even if you had sex with people you don't remember, you could wait every 3 years for a pap smear. This is according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, which kind of blows my mind because most gynecologists I practice, you know, amongst in my city don't allow you to wait 3 years before pap smears. Anyway, they want to now expand it for women ages 30 to 65 to have a pap test and a human papillomavirus HPV test every 5 years. Otherwise, you could just do a pap test every 3 years. So if you're HPV negative, they say if you're over 30, just have a pap smear every 5 years. Well, what happens if you get HPV the next day? What happens if you have a partner who cheats on you and then you pick up HPV the next day? Really? You could wait 5 years? Now, we do know that HPV causing cervical cancer is slow, but 5 years? Really? Whew. They say women can feel very comfortable with this. David Chelmow, who heads obstetrics and gynecology at Virginia Commonwealth University and led to the development of the ACOG guidelines. The bottom line is this is enough. Now, we know cervical cancer is caused by certain types of HPV, the high-risk kinds. This HPV also causes warts and genital warts, etc. There's about 100 strains of HPV, only some linked to cervical cancer. This is being reported by NBC News. All the new guidelines, they say, are aimed at giving women and doctors clear direction on how often to do the cervical cancer screening and avoid overtesting. Now, here's a problem with this, right? You find out that you only have to go every 5 years. Are you really going to go 5 years on the money? You're going to spread it out to 6. You're going to spread it out to 7. What's been nice about the every year is it's kind of well demarcated. You know, it's like every December go in or every birthday go in. You know, it's a little bit harder to cheat every year. Every 5 years, boy, what were we doing 5 years? I know we had a different president. 5 years ago, the economy was better. 5 years ago was a long time. 5 years ago was 2007. Really? You could wait that long? And also, keep in mind, you may not have to have the pap smear, but you still need your yearly exam. So you are still due for a pelvic exam. Or at some age group, a rectal exam, a breast exam, a skin exam. The problem is when you tell people no paps, they think they don't need anything. Now, I got to be honest with you, a pap smear is not that expensive in the whole scope of things. So when you tell a person they don't have to go to their doctor every 5 years, when are they getting their cholesterol checked, their sugar checked, their blood pressure checked? If they're on birth control, their blood pressure checked, their risk of blood clots? When are they getting their education to see? Really? Is that how we're going to save healthcare dollars? Just don't go to the doctor? Let's just stop going to the doctor altogether. That'll save money. No, it won't, because if you have issues that are found late, that costs more money than when we started. Cervical cancer does grow slow, and most HPV infections do not turn into cervical cancer. I agree. And I do agree that many women in a monogamous relationship probably do not need pap smears that often, but you sure as heck need a pelvic exam. And you're talking to somebody who's never had an abnormal paps or never had HPV, but I just so happen had an ovarian tumor. And the only reason why we caught it is because I kept going back to the doctor saying something's not right. I don't care if my pap smears are normal. Look for something else. So I'm still going to recommend you go to the doctor every year. Whether they do the little scraping or not, that's between you and your doctor. But as far as I'm concerned, do not, for the love of heaven, skip your physical or your pelvic exam. I think that's ludicrous. Yes, we have a vaccine against HPV, but not everybody is getting it. The American Cancer Society estimates 12,000 women will be diagnosed with cervical cancer each year, and 4,200 will die this year from the disease. 4,200. The reason why we found all of you is because we're doing the pap smear. I understand we need to save money, but I am not ready to turn into a socialized medicine type of country. We're better than that. We're finding cancer. We're doing things quicker. I would much rather find cells starting to turn than diagnosing you with cervical cancer in 2017. It's going to be a heck of a lot cheaper now. I can't stand this idea that you have these studies coming out in hopes of saving money in the long run. It's not going to save money in the long run, and it's going to cause people to have half-assed exams. I really don't know many gynecologists where I practice that allow that to happen. Also, remember, we don't have tort reform to the degree that we need to. I don't think any doctor in their right mind would say, see ya. All right? I mean, not many people are in a monogamous relationship. Less people are married these days. Really? You're going to take that chance? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I believe the death toll of this meningitis outbreak, this fungal meningitis outbreak from a compounding pharmacy is up to 23. The U.S. FDA has now taken down a nationwide list of hospitals and doctor's offices that the agency said were customers of the New England Compounding Center. This was the Framingham company at the center of the meningitis outbreak. All right. The customer list included 75 healthcare facilities and doctors in Massachusetts, including anywhere from small health operations to some of the more prestigious hospitals in the state. Apparently, hospitals including Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Boston Children's Hospital, Massachusetts General Hospital, Brigham and Women's Hospital, Tufts were all on the customer list. So they are sending warnings to patients about the contaminated medication. I believe that the people in which this medication was used for meningitis are the ones at the biggest risk. I do believe that other people probably got injections from these steroids in the form of knee injections and hip injections, but they didn't get sick because those joints were more capsulated. They didn't go into the brain like the cerebral spinal fluid can transfer it. So although I think more people were exposed, we see less people getting sick due to those other types of injections. Also news today, the cholesterol medication statins have been found to reduce esophageal cancer. Apparently a study conducted at Mayo Clinic by Siddharth Singh and presented at the American College of Gastroenterology 77th Annual Scientific Meeting in Las Vegas, said that they are finding those with Barrett's esophagus had found less of a progression to esophageal cancer if they took a statin. Now, the statin medications like Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, Pravacol, Pravastatin, Simvastatin, etc., the statin group is one of my favorite medications for cholesterol. There's been some flirtations that it may decrease colon cancer, and they don't know why. They don't know why it would decrease esophageal cancer, but they did find a 30% reduction in esophageal cancer with the use of these statins. Now, what they did is they looked at observational studies, etc., and they're going to have to review this more. But thinking that your cholesterol medicine can protect against cancer, to me, is way cool. But again, it's just one study. Don't get too excited about it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called NovaJoint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DOCDALY, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A, JOINT.com and love how you feel.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, man, I need to stretch out my back. Oh, man, I was just on my, exercise ball for 2.5 straight hours. I really need to, I need to stretch that out. All right, well, I'm stretching now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What's this? Powerful people tend not to return smiles. You kidding me? According to drugs.com, powerful people try not to mimic the facial expressions of other powerful people. That means they would be less likely to return the smile of another high-status person. What? On the other hand, researchers from the University of California in San Diego say that powerless people mirror anyone's smile. So they say mimicry has been shown to help build relationships, and both power and status seem to affect how we unconsciously employ this strategy. This is a graduate student. I think he's trying to use this as his thesis. Evan Carr said, these findings may speak to how social hierarchies often form under the radar quickly and without awareness. So I guess researchers looked at 55 people, asked them to briefly write about an event that would induce feelings of power or powerlessness. Then they would watch happy videos as well as angry videos of powerful people, doctors, for example. What? Is everybody ripping on doctors or those with lower social standing? As these people watched the videos, the facial muscles they used to smile or frown were measured. The study revealed, oh, I can't wait to hear this one, that all of the participants tended to mimic the frowns of powerful people more than they did of people of lower status. What? The researchers also found that powerful people were less likely to smile back at a lower status person than another powerful or high status person. Powerless people smiled at everyone. You know, I will tell you something, though, okay? I've run into many celebrities, and some are complete jerks. Some are not so complete jerks. Some are really sweet. And some pseudo-celebrities. You know, celebrities where they're really not world-renowned, but they're kind of known in the city. I've met many of those who are complete jerks. Whereas you've had people that are, you know, a lot more well-known, and they are sweet as can be. And you see that. I just think it really depends on if the person's an idiot or not, to be honest. Okay? You know, me being, I mean, I've been doing radio now for a while. And, you know, when you are in radio, not many people recognize you. I mean, I know I have a lot of listeners in New York and New Jersey and back east and in the Midwest, etc. If I was walking down the street, nobody would recognize me. But in Vegas, a lot of people recognize me because I do a lot of TV stuff, do a lot of public events, etc. I would never not smile. Never. If somebody comes up to you or asks you for an autograph or asks to take a picture with you, are you kidding me? Now, you see, living in Vegas, we get a lot of the scoop of a lot of the stars. And I've, you know, shared that with you because, you know, a lot of my patients, they're bellhops and front desk and, you know, they work in these hotels. So when stars come in or fighters come in, you always get the scoop. And they are always the first to tell you if they were jerks or if they were nice. And, you know, there's one in particular. I'm not going to bring her up anymore. I've brought her up enough on this show, and I really don't want to bash her. But she is the most horrible tipper, if that, almost to the point where she doesn't even tip. Now, you know, if you live in Vegas and you take care of Vegas people like I do as a doctor, you don't mess with Vegas people, you don't, especially in the hospitality industry, especially when they are bending their back and breaking their back for you guys when you come into town. And I cannot believe that we would have celebrities that would come and not tip or say thank you. Or, for example, one who was dating a certain person, he had put a real nice tip on the blackjack table, and she took the money off. I don't want to go into it. I've said her name enough on the show. I don't want to bash her. That's all I need is her people getting mad that I keep bashing her. Okay, but it happens all the time. Another celebrity came in to get her hair done. One of my patients worked in the salon at the time. She was screaming and yelling, acting like a little five-year-old girl. Are you kidding me? You know, and what blows my mind is even if you were abused in this industry, and many of us have been, okay, I'm not going to say that my first couple years were easy by any means. You don't then turn mean to other people. You always fight meanness with kindness, okay? Yes, there's a lot of jerks in show business, big time. But that doesn't mean you're mean to the dolly grip or you're mean to the hairstylist or the makeup artist or the director or the producer. You don't need to do that. There's no reason for you to do that and to have that attitude. Now, what happens to these people, and I'm not even looking at this smile study. I really don't get it, and it's, to me, it's kind of boring. But I see that a lot. You get to a point in show business where you think you're safe. You're never safe in show business, ever. I've seen people get second chances, third chances, fourth chances, and you wonder why. Like Britney Spears, for example. She's not the most talented singer and dancer or actress out there, but boy, has she gotten multiple chances. Right? Robert Downey Jr. got a bunch of chances, but he actually, this guy can act. This guy's got some talent, so I'm okay with that. By the way, Iron Man 3 is coming out in May. Can't wait. They've been working pretty quickly on that. Remember, it's supposed to be delayed, and we were like, no, Avengers is delayed, I guess, the sequel till 2015, but Iron Man's coming out soon. You know, but you are never safe. You know, anybody who was really big a couple years ago, are they still big now? Like, for example, I'm a huge fan of Orlando Bloom. I think he is phenomenal. Maybe not the best actor out there, but I think he's very good. I think he has a lot of appeal, and I think the movies he was in, he was phenomenal. Legolas in Lord of the Rings, Troy playing Paris. I think he's done wonderful. Where is he now? I know he's working on some movies, but has he been in any big hits? No. You know, I watch Viggo Mortensen's career. I'm a huge fan of his. I think he's a phenomenal actor. Sometimes it's touch and go with his movies, too. Right? Look at what's happening with Jennifer Aniston. Is she already done? I mean, you have to have a hit movie to stay in the light. You can't just make movies. You need to have a hit. What's going on with her? And so people who were big once, it's very easy to start to lose and have that fall, which is why I never burn any bridges. There are some people in radio who are notorious for not being easy to work with. All right, Dr. Dahlia. No, listen, I'm a pain in the butt, but I still am extremely nice. I always like to, you know, give gifts and goodies where I can, because I know, you know, sometimes, again, when you want to perform a good show, you're going to be demanding a little bit, just like as a doctor. You know, I am always, thanking my staff at the office, because I know that having to be perfect in terms of your labs, I mean, you can't treat a patient with less than 100% accuracy and perfection. I won't allow it. And I'm not OCD. It's just you can't do medicine half-assed. I also don't think you should do radio halfway at all. And so, yes, you could be demanding, but then if you are demanding, explain to your crew why and thank them for putting up with you and thank them for their effort. Okay, that's the least you could do. So anyway, there's people in the radio business who are getting a reputation for being a pain in the butt to work with. Okay, remember, employers, networks, directors, they want the path of least resistance. They don't want a difficult work day. All right, so you're being a pain in the butt, not good. And you're always going to have a fall. All right. I mean, all famous people have, end up not being as famous as they used to be. At one point, all right, there will be a time where all of us will be has-beens, and that's not the time to then start being nice to everybody and smiling. No, you be nice when you can. There's no reason for you not to spread the joy. You're going to make God happy, etc. So powerful people not wanting eye contact and not returning smiles, to me, is a bunch of baloney. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's completely unnecessary, and it's going to probably lead to a sooner downfall, as far as I'm concerned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget you all could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you could follow us on Facebook. We also have an Android app where you could download the Dr. Dahlia Show for free. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want, as well as have access to archives and podcasts. Plus, we have awesome shows at Genesis Communications Network. You got Alex Jones, you got Doug Steffen, Free Talk Live, so many shows that you could also access, from what I understand, from my app. So please check that out. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget we have a phenomenal trip coming up, the Dr. Dahlia Show Alaskan Cruise. We try to go every year, and we have so much fun going. Leaving out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage to Alaska is exquisite. It is so much fun, and it is gorgeous. Plus, we get a good rate because we could go as a group. So if you haven't had a chance to check that out, go to my website and check out the Dr. Dahlia Cruise going to Alaska. Now, many of you saw the debate last night. and was kind of wondering what was happening in China during the debate, especially when the debate turned towards China. They were getting a little rough when it came to talking about China. I got a little nervous because, you know, I'm a huge fan of Chinese food. Right? You know, I don't want us going to war with China. I really, really love my Chinese food. But it was very interesting to see both candidates approach with China. From what we understand, Obama declared China both an adversary as well as a potential partner. Obama outlined how he has set up a special task force to enforce trading rules on China and said he brought a series of successful trade cases against Beijing, including cases involving American steel exports and dumping of Chinese tires. This is being reported from the Washington Post. Now, Romney did have some pretty strong language. He said, on day one, I will label China a currency manipulator and take tough action. Romney also accused China of stealing our intellectual property, our patents, our designs, our technology, hacking into our computers, counterfeiting our goods. All right, sorry about that. I'm having computer issues here. Romney said his actions wouldn't trigger a trade war because China sends more goods to the U.S. and vice versa and would have most to lose. It's pretty clear, he says, who doesn't want a trade war. So, of course, China was watching the debate pretty intently. I think a lot of our economy and a lot of the changes we need to do with our economy is going to involve China, whether we like it or not. And how we do business with China and using their less expensive labor, etc. It was a very, very interesting exchange. We were talking about the debate earlier today, how many of you were concerned that Romney had a lot of lost opportunities and how he failed on certain aspects of the debate. And I had to remind you guys what this debate was about. Again, we already have people early voting. We're already at the point where people are already early voting. Many of us have already voted before we even saw this debate. At this point, we are, what, 14 days from the election. So today's Tuesday. So in two Tuesdays is the election. If people don't know by now, I don't know what to think. So most people have made up their mind. What Romney had to do was not do any harm. Okay? There was a lot of bait that Obama was prepared to set and throw out, which he did, that Romney, he was hoping, would take the bait in the debate and then look like somebody who was going to start a war, look like somebody who was going to want to unite with Israel and start a war on Iran. Or I don't know what Obama was setting him up to say. And he didn't take the bait. You could see he bit his tongue. You could see he sat there, got through the debate like he needed to, unscathed. The purpose of this debate was for not, you know, Romney to bring up Benghazi again and to bring up Obama's poor foreign policy. We all know that. Most of us are convinced with the foreign policy and what was done. All right. We know about the Osama bin Laden raid. Many of us have read the book that was put out by the Navy SEAL. I strongly urge you to read that book. We get it. You know, we get it. I'm still really confused, though, by this whole Osama bin Laden thing. I thought he was dead multiple times throughout the last decade. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they come up with another Osama bin Laden and put a beard on him. Honestly, I don't think that Osama bin Laden that was killed was the same one we saw pictures of years ago. Right. And then all of a sudden, he's already dumped in the water before they tell us he was killed. To me, something's not right. But again, we don't need Romney this close to the election bringing this up. Most of the points were made. There's been enough debates. We know he could keep his cool. We know he has some presidential qualities, some statesman qualities. We know he doesn't have a lot of foreign policy experience. All right. And we didn't want him to tout or pretend. Okay, this isn't his forte. His forte is economics, or we believe it is because he's done very well with his own, personal business issues. And, you know, he did fairly well as governor of Massachusetts. So he can't really run on a foreign policy platform. His job was to get through this debate unscathed. So for those of you upset that he didn't bring up Benghazi, he didn't bring up Libya, he didn't bring up line in the Rose Garden, he didn't bring up I mean, he did bring up the apologies. That was pretty good. I mean, he did what he needed to. We need to get this out of our minds that these debates are supposed to be for entertainment and we're supposed to see presidents slug it out like a heavyweight boxing championship. No. Okay, you can't do that. There could be more harm than good. That's exactly what the liberal media wants. They were waiting to get sound bites. They were waiting to get audio clips that they could use against Romney. You have to be careful. You say what you need to say. Have the appearance that he did, looking very calm and like Obama wasn't getting under his skin, like he did. He did fine. Just don't fall into this trap. Remember, much of this politics that's going on is primetime television. Remember, these media stations need to sell advertisers. They need to have the biggest scoop, the most entertaining scoop. If something's boring, it doesn't sell. I turned CNN on this morning, and it was all about the debate. The debate, there really wasn't, you know, much to talk about with the debate, but it was, well, who won the debate? Who won the debate? Americans are smarter than that. We're not watching the debate to see who won. Yes, it's fun to watch competitions, and we've talked about our competitive edge, but honestly, we know what this debate is about. This debate, way late in the election cycle, almost a waste of time. These debates should have happened sooner. Is a chance for the media to get the sound bites they need so they could then sell more advertising time. Once the election is over, advertising dollars drop. We know that. People are going to be turning off the TV November 7th, maybe November 8th. If their candidate lost, they're not going to watch the news. If their candidate won, they're going to say, thank heavens, I am so sick of politics. Now let's watch prime time. And Glee is going to return to the air November 8th. Now, I'm not saying most of you are waiting for Glee. But what I'm saying is we are so going to be burned out on politics. That, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised that you're going to see ratings drop, views going drop. And of course, yes, I'm going to have to make sure my shows hit a lot more medical topics than political topics. Right now, people are still concerned about the polls. They're still watching it. It's exciting. It's exciting, but I think we're really getting burned out. It's just this election is so dang important that we are breathlessly watching what's going to happen. To me, this 2 weeks can't come quick enough, but be careful. Don't fall under this trap that the media wants you to fall under when you get into the show. I can't stand all these emails going back and forth saying Romney should have done a better job. No, he shouldn't have. Get through this debate, get through this election without doing something wrong that could be used against you. That's the key. Slow and steady wins the race. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. If you need to communicate with me, call on the answer line. We will take your message. Play it on air the next day. Answer your question. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But for the most part, please be safe and safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.